Welcome back to Patent Pulse, the show where we dig into the freshest patent filings and figure out what they actually mean for the future of tech. I'm Skylar, and today's lineup is genuinely fascinating. Huge thank you to our sponsors, Ada, who help businesses seamlessly integrate AI into their workflows, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a serious portfolio of silicon industry companies and deep processor and chip design, IP including Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business. We've got five patents today covering everything from smarter data center memory and next-gen encryption math to robotic dentistry, AI-powered cybersecurity, and fixing that annoying ghosting effect on your always-on display. So let's get into it. All right, first up, we've got a fresh filing from Intel, and this one is all about how data centers share memory between machines. So here's the problem when you've got multiple servers that need to talk to each other really fast. The traditional approach involves copying data back and forth between their separate memory spaces, and that creates a ton of overhead and latency. Intel's patent covers something called an externally attached shared memory device, or ESMD, and the idea is that instead of copying data around, multiple computing platforms can all read and write to the same shared memory region on one external device. Think of it like a shared whiteboard in a conference room instead of everyone photocopying their notes and passing them around. The clever bit here is how the device introduces itself to each host system. It communicates directly with the BIOS, the fundamental firmware that boots and configures a computer, to announce its capabilities and get properly recognized. That process is called enumeration, and getting it right is actually really tricky when one device needs to be visible to multiple hosts simultaneously. The real-world implications here are significant for cloud computing and AI workloads. Faster inter-process communication between servers means lower latency, higher throughput, and more efficient data center operations overall. Intel is clearly thinking about how to make the physical infrastructure of AI training and inference clusters a whole lot more capable. And this is one of those foundational patents that could quietly end up in every major data center build going forward. Okay, patent number two is one of those filings where the title alone is a mouthful. We're talking about efficient data processing for fully homomorphic encryption, post-quantum cryptography, AI, and more, filed by a company called AstroP Corp. Let me break down why this matters, because this is genuinely exciting math. Fully homomorphic encryption, FHE, is this holy grail of cryptography where you can actually perform computations on encrypted data without ever decrypting it. The problem is, it's historically been brutally slow. The bottleneck comes down to polynomial math. These are complex mathematical expressions that encryption algorithms live and die by, and multiplying large polynomials is computationally expensive. AstroP's invention introduces what they call a unique spiral representation for polynomial data. The big claim here is that once you transform your data into this spiral form, you can do both addition and multiplication in linear time, meaning the computation time scales directly with the size of the data, not exponentially. That's a massive efficiency unlock. To put it in plain terms, imagine you had a filing system where finding and combining any two documents always took the same amount of time, no matter how big your archive grew. That's the kind of predictability and speed we're talking about. The downstream applications are huge. Faster FHE means more practical encrypted cloud computing, stronger post-quantum cryptography to withstand future attacks, and leaner AI model computations. This is a small company filing a big idea, and it's definitely one to watch. Patent 3 is probably the most viscerally interesting one in today's batch. It's a granted patent from a company called Digital Dental Design Robotics, and it covers dynamic real-time tracking for robotic surgical systems. So picture this: a robotic arm is holding a dental tool and needs to precisely machine a tooth while the patient is, you know, alive and occasionally moving. The core challenge is that the robot needs to know exactly where the tooth is in three-dimensional space at every moment, and traditional tracking systems struggle with real-time precision during motion. The innovation here is an asymmetric polyhedric target, basically a specially shaped 3D marker attached to the patient's body that a laser scanner reads continuously. Because the shape is asymmetric, the laser can determine the exact position and orientation of the target, what engineers call its pose, from any angle without ambiguity. The system then feeds that pose data to the robotic arm in real time so it can compensate for any movement. The genius is in the geometry. A symmetric shape like a cube would be harder to orient in 3D space because multiple orientations look identical to a scanner. Making it asymmetric solves that problem elegantly. This is already a granted patent, which means it passed the scrutiny bar, and the implications stretch beyond dentistry. This kind of real-time robotic tracking with laser-scanned geometric markers could find its way into orthopedic surgery, ophthalmology, and any procedure where you need sub-millimeter robotic precision on a moving target. Patent 4 is from HSBC, yes, the bank, and it's a cybersecurity play that's pretty clever. The problem they're solving is what's called user entitlement creep, and it's a massive issue in enterprise environments. Over time, employees accumulate permissions and access rights they no longer need. Maybe they switched teams, got promoted, or a project ended, and those lingering entitlements become security vulnerabilities. Manually auditing thousands of user permissions across a large organization is essentially impossible. HSBC's patent covers an iterative anomaly detection system for entitlement data. Here's how it works. Rather than scanning all the permissions once and flagging obvious outliers, the system runs multiple passes through the entitlement data repeatedly, building up a cumulative anomaly score for each permission assignment across iterations. Each pass might catch something the last one missed, and by the end, you have a nuanced combined anomaly measure for every single entitlement. The system then uses those scores to generate recommendations, maybe flagging that a user in the marketing department really shouldn't have admin access to the financial database. What's interesting is that HSBC isn't just a financial services company here. They're acting as a tech innovator, filing IP on enterprise security tooling that could eventually be productized. In an era where insider threats and overprovisioned access are leading causes of data breaches, an automated iterative system like this is the kind of defense in-depth approach that security teams desperately need. And our fifth and final patent today is from Google, and it tackles something that's probably driven you a little crazy if you use an OE lead phone screen ghosting on always-on displays. So here's the scenario. Your phone's always-on display is sitting there quietly showing the time in a simple, low-brightness layout that's a low-on-pixel ratio image, meaning not many pixels are lit up. Then you suddenly switch to a bright, complex wallpaper or unlock to a full-screen image, high on pixel ratio. On OLED panels, that transition can leave a faint ghost of the previous image temporarily visible because the pixels that were off take a moment to fully charge up and the ones that were on have residual charge. Google's solution is elegant and takes advantage of modern LTPO display panels, which can dynamically adjust their refresh rate, anywhere from 1 Hz all the way up to 120 Hz. The patent describes briefly bumping the scan rate way up when transitioning from a low to high on pixel image, essentially refreshing the screen rapidly for a short burst to flush out that residual state, and then dropping back down to a lower refresh rate for power efficiency once the transition is complete. It's a timing trick that uses hardware capability that's already in modern flagship phones in a smarter way. The practical payoff is cleaner, crisper display transitions with less ghosting and flicker while preserving battery life the rest of the time. Seemingly small, but for anyone obsessed with display quality, and there are a lot of us, this is a genuinely satisfying engineering solution. That is a wrap on today's Patent Pulse. A huge thank you to Ago Consulting. And as always, this show is brought to you by Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you're enjoying the show, do yourself a favor and check out Unzip, another great show in the Ada Podcast Network. It's well worth your time. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode, and links to everything we discussed today are in the show notes. Next time, we're diving into some fascinating new filings in the AR and VR space that are going to seriously change how you think about spatial computing. You don't want to miss it. Until then, stay curious,